This is Dr. Singham dictating from Marywood Brown Nursing Care Center. Patient first name is Audrey, A-U-D-R-E-Y. Last name is Kourtakis, K-O-U-R-T-A-K-I-I-S. Date of birth is 11-14-1934. Date of evaluation is H25-2023 HPI history page, complaint psychiatric evaluation for management of dementia, depression, and to assess efficacy of current medications. History present and last, this is an 88 years old female who was admitted to this facility on 8-9-2023 upon transfer from Corwell Health, Farmington Hills. Patient's chart indicates history of fall and traumatic subarachnoid hemorrhage without loss of consciousness. Comma laceration without foreign body of scalp. History of urinary tract infection, hypothyroidism, hyperlipidemia, dementia, major depression, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, six sinus syndrome, atherosclerosis of aorta, muscle weakness, difficulty walking. Patient is a poor historian. She could not tell me circumstances leading to her placement. She reported that she is married and has four children, and she acknowledged that she had a fall and suffered an injury on the right side of her head. Period. She could not tell me today's date or what city she is in. She did not know who the current president is. She could recall only one out of three objects after 3 minutes. Period. Hospital records indicates that MoCA testing done showed her scores were 12 out of 30. She was admitted here on Seroquel 25 milligram HS, Lexapro 10 milligram once a day. Next paragraph, she denied any history of auditory visual hallucinations, paranoia, appeared no hostility, agitation, or aggressive behaviors during her current stay at the nursing home. Next paragraph, review of system, general weakness, eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, genitourinary, non-reported musculoskeletal history of falls, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported. Next paragraph, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, no, prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment, no, number of prior psychiatric hospitalizations, unknown, prior history of suicide attempts, no, prior history of aggression or violence, yes, agitated in the hospital. Next paragraph, social history, education, highest grade 12. Current occupation, retired office manager. Next paragraph, relationship. Current relationship, married, number of children, 3 per chart. Next paragraph, medical record, lab, diagnostic test, reflect, reform, and chart nursing. Next paragraph, under history and habits, under review of history and habits, see medical history as reported in HPI. Next paragraph, psychiatric mental status examination, blood pressure 111 over 57, pulse 63, respiration 18. Next paragraph, general appropriately groomed, demeanor cooperative, pleasant motor movements, weakness, gait, sitting, speech understandable, mood your thymic thought process, periods of confusion, associations, concrete thought content, no thoughts of harm to self, others, perceptual disturbances, non-reported level of consciousness, alert, oriented to person only, place, time impaired, place with the normal, time impaired, memory recent impaired, patient could recall 1 out of 3 objects after 3 minutes, attention, concentration with the normal, foreign knowledge poor, judgment and insight poor. Next paragraph, medications. Under current medications, Seroquel 25 milligram HS number 2, Escitalopram 10 milligram once a day. Next paragraph, under assessment plan, Alzheimer's disease, late onset G30.1. Number 2, dementia and other diseases classified as for unspecified severity without behavioral disturbance and psychotic disturbance. F02.80 plans continue behavioral interventions, peer anticipate patient's needs, peer encourage participation in activities, therapy. Number 3, major depressive disorder, recurrent mild, F33.0 plans continue Lexapro as prescribed. DC Seroquel to minimize use of antipsychotic medications. Next paragraph, disposition, notify service of any changes in mood or behaviors. Next paragraph, patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and adverse effects. Next paragraph, under orders and procedures 993 or 4, under supplemental treatment recommendation, risk benefit analysis and common side effects of SSRI, number 2, antipsychotics risk benefit statements. In my medical determination, above referenced risks are acceptable and are outweighed by the potential benefits given the current emotional suffering of the resident. This end of dictation.